Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Power of Partnering Marketplace Conference, it's time for GWBC Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
All right, we are back, broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center. We are covering the GWBC Power of Partnering Marketplace and getting a chance to visit with so many inspiring, informative entrepreneurs and sponsors. Lee, this is, this just beats the heck out of working, doesn't it?
I know. It's an amazing crowd they got today on a rainy day in Gwinnett County.
I know it. So it's fun to be inside. This is going to be a marvelous segment. No stranger to the Business Radio X microphone, and she came back. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, President with Speed Pro Imaging, Miss Liddy Brown.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, Liddy, before we get too far into things, can you share a little bit about Speed Pro Imaging? How are you serving folks?
Yes, thank you very much. We specialize in graphic printing, large format printing. So we service our customers by helping them bring visibility to their business, their organization, or even their events. So everything from trade show displays to event graphics to vehicle wraps, even to wall graphics that may just want to spice up the inside and outside of their business.
So now, how'd you get in this line of work? You've always been in printing?
No, it's interesting. I think sometimes the grace of God puts you in places you never expected to be. I spent 35 years in corporate across three different Fortune 500 companies. And when I left there, I had an opportunity and received a call to look at purchasing a franchise. Speed Pro Imaging is part of a network of about 130 across the country franchises. And my business partner and I decided that, well, maybe we would step away and from a corporate perspective and look at being entrepreneurs. And 6 years later, we're still here.
So now, what was that decision like when you were making that choice? Was that an easy decision, or was that did you have to kind of think on that a little bit?
You know, it was easier than I thought. I think it's because I had been in a corporate environment. The challenges were really wanting to stretch and do something a little different. I'd been in, had moved around quite a bit. But I think more than anything, we're in the side of the printing industry that's really on a growth side. Visibility, you see it every day when you're driving down the street, you know, where you see when you're coming to events like this. Signage is very critical. We are still very visual people.
Right, and it's a must-have. This is not nice to have.
It's not a nice to have anymore. Right? Yeah, it used to be, oh, you know, look at that one car. Now you can't drive down the road without, look at the one car that doesn't have anything on it.
Right.
and so it was really an opportunity to purchase an existing business, which was really a benefit for us because you didn't have all of the startup that you would normally have, and then go in, make adjustments and changes and try to grow the business. Mm-hmm. And so we decided that, you know, this is an opportunity for us to really kind of focus on giving back in a different way. We try to hire a college student every summer since we started to give them opportunity to work in a business environment in a small business and things like that that allow us to be a lot more flexible when you own your own business.
Now, what about the transition from having an infrastructure from a large enterprise to being kind of you're doing multiple roles?
Yeah, the thing you miss the most is that I don't
that
have
help
that
desk.
That, right. No help desk, no 3 week vacation that's paid for. And you're really trying to identify what hat you're going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we decided early on was to identify what we were both strong in. I'm very much on the sales and marketing side, and she's very much on the operation side, which really kind of allowed us to divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell a lot of people in business that you've got to figure out what your strengths are, focus on that part of the business, and have either whether it's employees or another partner or somebody that's doing those things that may not be your strength.
Now, how'd you get involved with GWBC?
Well, I was actually on Business Radio X through Kennesaw. He had asked me to come on as a guest, and the person that was there had mentioned the certification.
So you weren't aware of it prior to that?
No, and I'd only been in business for a few months.
Right.
So I was actually told that really think about, you know, the type of business, getting service certified, you know, opening up doors, opportunities, and more than anything, really learning from other business owners, the pitfalls and the do's and don'ts and the understandings of what it takes to run a small business. So aside from trying to get business from a lot of the corporate people that are here, as well as other weebies that are here, it's more of a learning environment. I mean, there's so many things that you deal with when it comes to cash flow, when it comes to personnel and the rules, when it comes to taxes. You know, there are a lot of things that there's no book out there when you decide to go into business for yourself that says here are all the things you need to do. You know, and so this organization and the people that you meet here are very open in sharing what they know and what they've learned, and to keep you from having to learn everything the hard way.
So now, but you weren't aware of them until you met them just kind of randomly at the Business Radio X studio in Cobb County?
I wasn't aware of the organization and being certified until I did have another.
But that was just serendipity, right?
Right. Well, and I think it would have come back around because I was also told that there were, you know, a couple of certifications that I should look at.
Right.
We are both a woman-owned business, 100%, and a minority-owned business, 100%. So that finding that out through other, when you get to network with other businesses,
right,
you find out that they push you in the right direction.
And that's kind of the beauty of, I think that's what makes Atlanta unique, that it's very collaborative and people are trying to help. It's not like kind of a zero-sum game where people are just, you know, stepping on you to get to the next level. There's a lot of collaboration happening.
A lot of collaboration, a lot of sharing, a lot of, you know, just, you know, you don't feel that there's business that's limited to if you don't go get it from somebody else or take it. There's a lot of business out there for everybody.
Right.
And the more you can work and share, what I really like about GWBC is, you know, the focus on who can you partner with to go get bigger business.
Right.
And that's a, you know, that's a major opportunity because
but that's a mind shift. A mindset shift, because everybody thinks they got to do it alone.
Right.
And then here now you're like, we're partnering, and we both can win, right?
Exactly, exactly. And you can get complementary skill sets in businesses that, you know, we can both put our heads together and go after this, you know, major contract that by itself, we neither one of us would win it.
Right,
you know,
but together.
Together,
you can do it.
You can do that.
So now, do you have kind of success stories where you're able to get those kind of, has this opened doors for you to get business?
It has. In fact, I've, one of the first opportunities jobs we had was through Lockheed Martin, and in this case it was actually partnering with one of the other Speed Pros because it took place in Texas, but it was because of the organization that the people that are there, through the diversity people and through the corporate folks, allowed us to kind of partner it together and provide the service. I do business with several of the certified WeBank members here in that they're able to get business, but because I do the larger back end business, they do a lot of the front end when it comes to, you know, signed pamphlets or things like that. We partner and I provide for them, and then they're able to get contracts at the airport. They're able to get, you know, business from a number of places. We just, through this organization, I'm part of the Mentor Protege program and was able to do business with Federal Reserve Bank. And because of that relationships attached me to the right person, I partnered with another company and we were able to provide the service.
So that must be very rewarding, right? Like when you're working for these larger, earlier in your career, like sometimes you're like kind of a cog in the machine and maybe it doesn't get that personal. But here it seems like you're really getting personally involved and really seeing the impact you're making.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny that you say that, because when you spend a lot of time in corporate, you really don't have a view, at least I didn't, of the number of small businesses that drive those corporate businesses. Mm-hmm. It is so now on the other side, you're sitting back saying, man, when I was a VP, I never even thought about where all those things were coming from, you know, because they were just there. And the work that the small business had to do to get in the door, to provide that service, you know, to be able to get paid and, you know, and, yeah. and understand the impact. And so it's very rewarding, very eye-opening, but very rewarding to say, I can do something for Georgia Power, or I can do something for, you know, another corporate account that shows the positivity of a small business, shows that we're flexible to meet their short turnaround or be able to meet the needs that they have, do it at a competitive price, you know, and, you know, be able to get the reward of being paid.
Now, for you, the GWBC, it seems like this has been you're seeing the fruits of the effort of getting certified. Any advice for somebody who maybe is a woman-owned business, minority-owned business that hasn't gone through this yet? Do you think this is something that this is a no-brainer, I should be doing this?
Yes.
Like you should be checking it out at least to learn more.
At least check it out because, in fact, I was talking to a new WeeBee today, you know, and two things I try to tell new people coming in. One, if you think you can just fill out the paperwork and get certified and then business is going to come your way, it doesn't
happen. It's not an ATM machine. You don't put your card in and money comes out.
Exactly. You've got to meet people. You've got to network. You've got to be able to positively, you know, sell what it is that your business.
Right.
But we miss a lot of opportunities trying to just hone in on those, you know, 10 or 12 corporate accounts versus how many of the other certified women-owned businesses can use your business for themselves. And so our business, we focus a lot on how do I help other smaller businesses provide signage for them, provide, mm-hmm. you know, to when they want to set up a booth and be able to give them, you know, the table throws and the things like that. So there's business within the business, you know, for people. So if they're not certified, I would tell them to get certified. It does open up doors. People don't think it does, but it does. And you will learn a lot. It helps you shortcut through a lot of the learnings that you'd have to learn on your own.
Right. Now, for you at Speed Pro Imaging, what is the perfect client?
The perfect client for me is someone that comes in and says, we've got this, you know, opportunity coming up. We're not sure of everything that we need. And we want your help and advice to come up with, you know, the best set of tools that will help us look good. Mm-hmm. And then where we can come in and say, well, we can help you in your office. We can help you in when you're out. We can help you provide that visibility. So it's being able to show them a lot of things that they didn't think about. We get a lot of people that come in and say, I didn't know you did that. I didn't know I could get that. You know, oh, man, I never thought about one of those. So getting them in our studio to show them the variety of product that's available and knowing that we're going to stand behind everything and then that they stand behind us and they promote us as they leave out. We get people go back and say, you know, you got to go over there, man. Let me tell you what they did for us. Let me tell you what we got.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, is there a website?
Absolutely. They can go to speedpromarietta.com.
Well, Liddy, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for doing this for us.
All right. We'll be back in a few on GWBC Radio covering the GWBC Power of Partnering Marketplace.